I knew through prayer, and the more I came to Calvary and actually sat in my Bible and read God's promises to me, it gave me much comfort and was like, okay, I'm trusting this.
Yes.
I actually have trust, and it's healed my trust issues with people. It's healed, like, the amount of hopelessness I felt before, and I couldn't be happier about this.
All right, I'm here with Shelby Mullen, and Shelby's been coming to Calvary now for probably a little over a year. You came in one night looking for a prayer request, I remember, for one of your friends in California. And ever since then, you've been coming, and you're a member of our church now. You're going to get baptized next month. Pretty excited. But the more I got to know you and got to hear your story, I was just, you know, really impressed, because you've come from a side of the world that I haven't had much experience with. I know it's out there, but you've had a lot of experience with it. And I know you've done an excellent job as you continue to learn and grow. You're leading people to Christ, and you have a YouTube channel where you share your story there. But I wanted to make sure we got you here on Bible Line so that you could share with us, you know, where you came from, how you understood where you're going when you die, and just your whole story and testimony. I think it's really good. So I'm glad you're here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jesse.
Yeah, no problem. So let's start from the beginning. So Okay. Kind of tell us what you came from and how you, you know, kind of rebounded from that.
Okay, so I came out of a belief system called what would be called the New Age. Mm-hmm. The New Age is a spiritual belief system you believe that the universe is God, and you believe that you're part in the universe, that you can be a manifester and creator of your own life, that each human individually is their own God, and they create their reality. So the law of karma exists, kind of just like how in the Bible it's called reaping and sowing. Mm-hmm. And people, since they believe that they're God, they don't think they need a God. They don't think they need to be saved, because everything they're doing is accountable to themselves. So in the New Age, you can believe in all the religions, take something good out of all of them. So yeah. I studied a lot of Buddhism and Hinduism. I did long meditations that I've learned from these gurus. And I would also follow spiritual leaders nowadays, like Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. And I think there was a lot of other ones too.
Yeah,
I can't remember their names right now, but there's a lot of people out there
preaching, that are pushing this stuff. Yeah,
preaching the new earth. Like Eckhart Tolle made a book on the new earth, and it's basically talking about like a new utopia where everyone is conscious of themselves and sharing the love and light. And I also believed in reincarnation. Yeah. So when I die, I believed that my soul would go back into the universal pool called the ether. And then when I'm ready, I can go back down to earth in a new body as a different human, whether that be male and female. Because I used to get visions of my past lives, which would then further strengthen my beliefs of reincarnation.
So. Yeah. So it's kind of like picking and choosing, like, all the things that meet the individual's needs, right, would you say, with New Age?
Yes. So we pick the good out of all the religions. So I've studied a bit of almost every religion. More so, though, like, I didn't really get into the Christian ones, like Jehovah or Mormon or Christianity.
Yeah.
You know, because I was being told that the idea of Christ was something called Christ consciousness. So it's like being conscious of the higher levels of your consciousness, which would be the peace, the joy, the thing we're all striving for, like staying on that frequency, like don't feel bad or sad. Like, it was just pushing, like, you got to be love and light all the time. You know, you got to pushed to be like Christ. You got to be just like Christ, you know, for you to succeed and reap a better life, and especially in your next life. So I thought, since I'm learning all this stuff in this life, I thought, wow, I must have been doing a lot of work in my past lives to make it to this where I am now, because I felt like so blessed and my life was going so well in this. And I just kept learning more and more secrets and forbidden knowledge and things that I felt were giving me superpowers, actual superpowers. Like I could meditate for hours. I could like drain my mind and not think about anything. I was able to do breath work techniques where I could hold my breath up to 5 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
And and that I learned from Wim Hof, the Wim Hof method. I actually looked into him after I got saved and realized that he also believes that like everyone is their own God. And that doesn't surprise me because of the things he's accomplished.
Yeah.
It's inspiring, but now I see those things as, wow, God gave us this amazing body that we could do amazing things with to glorify him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not because we're gods. It's because God created us in his perfect image. And he gave us all the strength that we need.
And it's crazy because it's just a little twist, like using this body that God has given to us, as you've rightly said. We see super athletes and all sorts of stuff. Like people do things that the normal person couldn't do just because of a lack of self-discipline. But it's so interesting how the devil just twists one thing.
Yeah.
And instead of giving the praise, honor, and glory to God and recognizing that while we are spiritual beings, we're born separated from God.
Right.
Instead of that being the focus is, no, you can be your own God. I know you and I have talked off camera about this kind of stuff. And I always think it's interesting when you share that part of your testimony about how you learned and, you know, from people who were teaching, you are a God, you know, we are all little gods and stuff. That is exactly what Satan said in the garden. Like, you will be as God, knowing good and evil. And just to know what Satan did thousands of years ago in the Garden of Eden, he has not changed. Like, and it's still deceiving people. I mean, I know that you were caught up in this from a young age, but it, you know, it kept like moving forward. But it's still deceiving people, even with people that you know, like friends and that you're working on and you're praying and you're sharing the gospel with them. They're still deceived in this kind of idea. I think a lot of people look at Christianity, especially from a New Age perspective, and they say, yeah, it's good, but we're not going to get all into that. And it's the only one that people have an issue with in New Age because that's where the truth is.
Right. You know, and they think Christianity, it's outdated.
Yeah. Christianity is the one that tells them, hey, what you're doing, although it sounds good, looks good, feels good, there's only one way to get back to God. There's only one way in which man can be in a proper accepted condition. The Bible calls it justified, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. But that's the last thing that the New Age person will, and they'll actually be dissuaded against that. I remember when we were talking one time and you were talking about how like there's these witch doctors and spirit doctors and stuff like that on social media and all that kind of stuff. And
oh yeah, I've worked with one before.
Yeah. And it's just, it just kind of blows my mind that there's one down the road from here. Like, do you remember we were talking about that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's some spiritual place using the name of Jesus, using all this stuff and not anywhere near the truth, but luring people in with this idea of a higher plane of thinking, this which we would call New Age ideas, and it just constantly blows my mind.
Yeah, they were doing exorcisms. They were saying that Christians can be possessed too, even if you have the Holy Spirit in you, which we know that that's not true.
That's right.
And the Bible says so. So
we are bought with a price, therefore glorify God with your body, which are his. So when you were, you know, coming into this kind of teaching, like how far did it go and when did you recognize the truth, so to speak?
So I got into believing in the New Age stuff over time. I believe around the time I was 23 was when I really, truly, my mind shifted and I saw some things that made me think like, oh, like, there's got to be something more out there, because for most of my life I was atheist, so I never really thought about spiritual things or cared until it was revealed to me, and I would start to see things and hear things and get visions. And so I dove into New Age when I was 23, and then up until about 26 years old. And that was when I realized, when I was going through a rough time, I was going through a big heartbreak in my life, and I just felt like I was at rock bottom. And then, you know, I just was doing all these like little rituals and ceremonies to make my life better, but yet it seemed like I kept searching, but my life was only getting worse. So I just feel like Jesus just stepped in, and I got this random notification on my phone from some, like, someone I don't even talk to anymore. And it's funny how Instagram does this. It'll notify you like, so-and-so made a new account. And it's like, yeah. I don't care about that person anymore. Like, I haven't talked to her in ages, but
yeah.
But I just clicked on it and was like, oh, she made a new account. Like, what is she doing nowadays, you know? And it's like this new account that's all about like, Jesus is Lord, saved from the new age. And then she had a couple of photos up, and there under the photo, there was a hashtag that said new ex-New Ager. And so, and I've kind of heard about this. So I clicked on it and was like, oh, like, you know, so, like, so-and-so is all into Jesus now. Like, what is this, you know? Mm-hmm. So I click on it, and it just sent me down a whole, like, Christian rabbit hole almost of, like saying everything that I was doing in the New Age was demonic, and it's letting demons into my life that are controlling my life, and that it's wrong and it's against God, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, come to Jesus Christ. He will heal you. He'll heal your pain. And I was feeling so vulnerable that I just felt like, wow, like I felt it instantly almost when I was reading these, like the conviction, the conviction of like, oh, I kind of felt like this is wrong, and it is weird and scary sometimes. And I got convicted of my sin, and I got a little bit scared too, like that fear of God came in, you know.
Absolutely.
And so I couldn't even sleep that night. I just kept like, I was like on Instagram for hours, like reading all these posts, and then I was like, all right, I'm gonna look more into this tomorrow. And I just fell asleep, went to bed, and I woke up the next day feeling overpowered by like, I need to learn more about this. There's something I need to know.
Yeah. Yeah, so then I think you said that you like typed in Clear Church or something like that on it. Like, didn't you search something close to that time that led you here?
Yeah, so I thought about it for a month, and I was watching a lot of stuff on YouTube, probably from people I shouldn't have really been listening to at the time, but I was searching, and there was a lady that was talking about like how all the New Age stuff is wrong, how Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So I was listening to a lot of her videos, and I was like, oh, I gotta find a church, you know? I was like kind of putting it off, like, I don't really want to do this church thing. I don't know how to do it. And I was nervous, but I just looked up one day. I was like, oh, okay, I know I need to do the church thing. So I looked up on Google churches near me.
Yeah.
Just churches near me. And I actually had a lot of people praying that I would find a clear, good church.
Wow.
And it's funny that I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, what do you mean by clear? What does that even mean, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean by good church? Like, are there bad churches? So I didn't even know, right? So I'm like, all right. So people were praying for me. I look up churches near me on Google, and a couple popped up. I think you guys were like the third one down. It said Calvary Community Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on your website, and I saw the picture of you, and I was like, oh, he seems genuine. This seems good, you know? and I liked how it said community. I liked how it was a small church. I felt like that's something I needed, because there was a lot of like these big buildings of the other churches I was looking at. And I'm like, ah, that's like a big church. I kind of want something more intimate, something where, you know, I feel like I can get some of my questions answered.
Yeah,
a lot
freedom.
Of questions.
Yeah, just to ask. Absolutely.
So Calvary popped up, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go there this Sunday night, because, you know, I would wake up late in the day and I was like, okay, I want to go somewhere at night, because I was such a night owl, because I'd be studying stuff about Jesus obsessively, almost like constantly, like just learning more. So I come here for the first time on a Sunday at 6 p.m. and it was great.
I remember you coming in and we spoke, and I think you had a friend who was struggling, somebody in California, and we prayed for him. Mm-hmm. And then after the message, I had given the gospel, and then one of our church members, Michael, and Nicole, Michael, came up to you and share a little bit about that, because that always warms my heart. Like just seeing, just seeing people do what the Bible says and bring people to the truth. So
yeah, I felt really welcome at the church, because after the service, Michael Brown came up to me and he was asking me, like, you know, what's your name? Where are you from? What are you coming from? And I told him, like, I just left the New Age. Like, I used to believe that I was a god, but I remember Jesus is the way. And and he was showing me verses in the Bible that, like, were confirming, like,
yes,
this is real. Like, and he was encouraging me to come back, and he was making sure I knew the gospel. And he was, like, affirming, like, it's, like, telling me, like, Jesus Christ, he died for your sins, and he took the payment for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with what we do. It's not based on our works.
Yeah.
And I kind of don't think I totally understood that. I was just so excited to be there.
It's probably overwhelming.
It was very overwhelming. And then he was explaining me the clear gospel. I'm like, wow, that's so cool, you know? And I was telling him about all the works I was doing in the New Age, you know? And I was trying to understand it more. So, but he was there and he discipled me. And so I wanted to come back. So I kept coming back.
Yeah.
Learning more.
And you have learned more. I mean, I think that's evident. Like, I know a lot of the questions we've done on Bible Line, several of them are yours, which I think is great, and they're good questions.
Mm-hmm.
But what would you say if you're looking at, you know, what you, I know we've talked before about when you were about like 12, you understood at least to some degree that your sin separated you from God and that Jesus paid for your sin, mm-hmm. but then you got caught up because of peer pressure and stuff like that. I know we're talking about a lot of things that we haven't necessarily talked about here, but and then when you're 23, you went through like a real deep movement into the New Age, and then 26, you came out of it. What do you think, like, stands out to you the most about your journey, specifically, like, how you spent that month looking, right? You're seeking, like you said, you're probably listening to people that are genuine, but they're not biblically correct, but they're still, like, pointing you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would you say about that time where you were seeking and then you found the truth here? Like, what stands out to you the most about that time?
What stands out to me the most would be just how passionate I was about learning.
Yeah.
And how much I identified with how true it was about what this lady was saying in the videos. Her name's Doreen Virtue. She was like a big New Ager that turned to Christ. I think she's more on the Reformed Baptist side right now, though. So I'm not sure how clear she is on the gospel, but the things she was saying about why the New Age is evil, I could reflect and look back on how me allowing these things in my life by doing these practices, I could see how I was under a lot of demonic oppression and not realizing it. Because when I was 12 years old, I believe I got saved originally. My uncle introduced me to Christ. My parents weren't religious at all. They didn't really mention anything much about God too often, or, you know, they didn't know the gospel. So my uncle showed me Christ, and I believe I got saved when I was 12. So even though in high school I fell away because, you know, I was in public school and around a lot of kids that weren't believers and stuff.
A lot of peer pressure
and just things like, you know, I was using my rational mind, like, oh, well, if you can't see God, he's not really there. And it's sad, you know, but it all is a part of my story. So, but when I got into the New Age, I believe since I had that Holy Spirit in me since I was 12, that I saw how God was protecting me from getting deeper into the New Age, because I had some opportunities that I was, like, gonna take but didn't. And then some things would happen to other people that I saw that weren't happening to me.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, because I'm remembering how we've talked about this before. And that's always a really fascinating part to me about what you've been through. Like, there were things that were happening to other people that would probably be classified as possession
right.
of a demon, but it wasn't happening to you.
Yeah.
That's just like...
And I'm wondering why I even would ask, like, how come this isn't happening to me?
I kind of got chills right now thinking about that. Like, that's just so amazing. Like, it blows my mind. It really does, because I know the word of God is true. I don't need anything to necessarily confirm that. But meeting people like you and hearing your story with things like that, and knowing that, I mean, to the best of your knowledge, when you were 12, you put your faith in Christ.
Yeah.
And now you have this Holy Spirit, but you didn't grow.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit never left you, because a lot of people would say, well, you didn't grow, you were never saved. But that's not what the Bible teaches.
Mm-hmm.
So even even when you were walking through this very difficult time and dabbling in the demonic, I mean, the Holy Spirit still had a seal on you.
It still holds true. Exactly. And
that's amazing.
For me, like, people in the New Age, when I was at these ceremonies with the witch doctor and my friends, people would tell me these things. They would see, like they'd say, Shelby, you're like a dove, or you have this lightness about you. And I just wouldn't really understand why, because I'm like, well, I have problems too. I'm no different than you guys. Why do you guys keep talking me up? And I think it's because maybe there was something there. They could tell there was like a Holy Spirit. But some other people had it too, like, because it was just a weird place. Like, some people would be getting possessed by something because they were on a plant medicine, and I was there just watching it happen, just wondering, what's going on? Like, is this going to happen to me? But God was protecting me through that.
Amen. Yeah. So since coming to Calvary, like I said, about a year now, how have things changed for you?
So, wow. Well, there's no better joy in knowing that I don't have to face this life alone anymore, and that God is by my side. I'd say the power of prayer has helped me exponentially. God has answered a lot of my prayers.
Amen.
And I know, especially if I pray something in His will, obviously He will make that happen. And He has, like my mom getting saved and understanding the gospel, which is great.
Was that Easter this year, or?
It was.
Yeah, I remember.
And and just guiding me out of bad things, and like cleaning up my life too. I decided to quit drinking. I also was addicted to nicotine vapes, which are really hard to quit, and I finally quit with the power of God. Like, I would just pray, like, Lord, please just step in, make me stop, you know, make me stop. And it took a while, but God's timing is always perfect. So I knew I quit at the right time, where I was finally ready. And I'm just really thankful. I've been eager to soul win. I love going out with Louis to the malls, and he trained me up to be a good soul winner. I do the wallet demonstration, and I usually use my phone, but it's so much fun, and I just have a blast doing it.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
See, this part to me is like what, I mean, it's all great, but this is like really good, because there's a lot of people who go to church, right?
Right.
They don't get saved, but they start following the Lord. You know, like they quit their drinking, they quit their smoking, they start going to Bible studies, they buy a Bible, they're highlighting verses, they're praying and all these different things, but nothing actually changes because they're not putting their faith in Christ. But they're doing all the Christian things. You know, they're wearing the dress to church, the guys are wearing the suits, and everything is like on the outside hunky-dory, but on the inside people are like, there's no real impact. There's no where they still have no idea where they're going to go when they die. They're still trusting in some form of works to get them to heaven. But when you understand the truth, I tell people all the time, like, you want to produce a disciple, you want to produce somebody that can actually do things for the Lord, tell them what the Bible says, and that salvation is free.
I mean, 'cause,
and you are a great product of that. I don't even say, like, you're the product of Calvary Community Church, because you're not. You mm-hmm. are a product of the gospel message.
Right.
And the fact that within a year, you've been able to go out, take some classes at the college.
Mm-hmm.
You use the opportunities that you have with people who are not saved. You bring them here. I remember we did the trunk or treat thing for Halloween this year.
Yeah.
And you brought somebody. And I've never seen the guy again, but you just mm-hmm. happened to meet him where you were and brought him here. The guy, either you led him to Christ, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lives in Tennessee, so.
Yeah.
But he watches you guys all the time online now.
And I think that's great. Like, you led him to Christ. You brought him to the church here. We prayed for him. We encouraged him. And then he goes off to Tennessee. And it's like, God is working through you in a way that he never had before. But it's because you understand the clarity of the gospel and how free it is and how.
And
people can hear that.
And people don't realize it's free. They think you have to be some goody two-shoes be a Christian. It has nothing to do with that. And the greatest part about that experience for me was, you know, I was working at a music festival where there was a lot of New Age imagery around, and it was really bothering me, you know, to the point where I was like, I kind of just want to go home.
Yeah, because you know the truth of it.
Yeah, and I was having a hard time being there, but then I was like, no, I'm just going to stick it out and stay the rest of the weekend. And then that next day, because I didn't go home, I had an opportunity to lead someone to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm really glad I didn't leave then, you know? And and the greatest part about that was his parents are both Christian, and they've been praying for him for a long time.
Wow.
They sent me a letter in the mail telling me, thank you so much,
really?
Shelby. Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's so
I know.
Cool.
I could show you the letter later. It's awesome. And they're just like, thanking me so much. Like, his mom was crying on the phone and everything. And they sent me like a really cute, because it was around Christmas time, they sent me a really cute ornament of like Jesus, and it said Bethlehem, and it's like when he's being born. So yeah, that's great.
It's
thankful.
It's like, actually, you like, I don't want to say, because some people take it the wrong way, but our lives have purpose now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we get up in the morning, we're not just kind of doing something out of habit or just going with the motions. Like, we have intent. We have purpose.
Right.
We know that God loves us, that we're accepted by him, that we're born into his family, that he has prepared things for us to do.
Yeah.
And so we have the opportunity to do those things. I think it's worth noting, too, you're going to be going on a missions trip
mm-hmm.
with Mr. Hernandez, Louis,
right.
To Brazil.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I'm excited.
that is amazing to me, because it's like just a year, just 1 year. Where many people would be like, well, you know, maybe you should go do 4 years of this or 4 years of that or whatever. But it's like,
we have no time to waste.
Nothing wrong with an education. That's good. I support that. But I think of the woman at the well, right? When she understood the truth, she left her responsibilities, what she was there to do, and went back into the city.
I love that story.
Come meet a man who told me everything I've ever done. And what's interesting about
beautiful.
That, too, isn't it? It's like,
so great. That's one of my favorite stories.
It's seriously. Like, man, we can work now. We can get started now.
Yeah, there's no time to waste.
And as the disciples are coming back, right, and they're looking for real food, and Jesus says, I have meat to eat that you know not of. And they're looking around like, who brought it to you? You know, all that kind of stuff.
What are you talking about?
But he says there in John 4, the fields are white, all ready to harvest. It's like, and the opportunity is there. And so that's why I think your story is so good, because number one, there are a lot of people in this now. Like, I think New Age is becoming one of the leading deceptions that will be used when the Antichrist comes into power.
Oh, 100%. Because it's all about miracle working.
Yeah.
I actually felt like I've healed some people in that, like physically with just like my
manifestation stuff.
My thoughts. Like, I can heal you with my thoughts and it would work. And I'm like, that was crazy.
And see, this to me is like why I think it's going to be used why it is being mm-hmm. used by the devil, but especially in the Antichrist movement when after the rapture happens.
Because the devil himself appears as an angel of light.
Yes. And it tells people, you are the solution. Like, you don't need God. You don't need Jesus. You don't need a payment for your sin. You just have to think differently and all that.
Yeah.
To an extent, like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I think it's pretty interesting how, like, major leading technology companies, they kind of have this sleight of hand with their marketing. And I think, like, you know, think different. That's Apple's slogan. And the fact that Apple is, you know, literally you know, one bite out of the apple and all that. And they're trying to solve all the world's problems, climate change and all this stuff. Like they're trying to, there's like this idea that we don't need God. We have all the solutions. And so when Jesus comes into the picture, well, that's now hostile to the New Age movement because that threatens me. You know, it's no longer about me. It's actually about Jesus and what he did for me, but people don't see that truth. Mm-hmm. And so as we get closer to like people have a problem with how they identify, they have a problem with where they fit in, and they're trying to create a category just for themselves, and social media just like totally gives them the green light for that. It's going to be harder and harder and easier. It's going to be harder for people to see the truth and easier for them to reflect inwardly.
Right.
And so to see someone like you come out of that and now see like, I have purpose in my life and you're doing something with this gospel message. I think people need to hear that.
And my life has been so much better, and it took a long time and it was very difficult in the beginning. So if I could tell anyone going through this right now, I feel for you. I hear you. It is difficult because of all the walls that I needed to break down for myself. Like the insane amount of pride comes in when you think interesting. You are this divine goddess or God, you know, whatever you think you are, you know, the thing you built yourself up to be just comes crashing down like a tower. And everything you thought was real isn't. So the amount of deception that came in was just like, I felt a little mental, but I knew through prayer, and the more I came to Calvary and actually sat in my Bible and read God's promises to me, it gave me much comfort and was like, okay, I'm trusting this.
Yes.
I actually have trust, and it's healed my trust issues with people. It's healed like the amount of hopelessness I felt before, and I couldn't be happier about this. I have everything in Christ. Like
you could not make a better invitation for someone to see what is really offered in the gospel.
Right.
So I think that's great. And we'll if you want, we can put your email in the description of this video, and you know, I'll invite people that are watching right now. Like Shelby said, if you're in New Age and you're struggling coming out of it, you're looking for the truth, maybe you've been caught up in a works-based method of salvation, you need to know that the only way that you're saved is not by your good works. It's by trusting in Jesus Christ. It's not faith necessarily. It's faith in the proper content, which is putting your faith, your trust in Jesus Christ, that his death, burial, and resurrection is what paid for your sin. But if you want to reach out to Shelby, her email will be in the description. Send her an email. I'm sure it would be an encouragement to her.
Yes, and please.
At the same time, you can maybe connect with somebody and get help as you experience these things. But I really appreciate the time that you've taken to meet with us today. And I know God will use this. I really do. And not just because we have a great editor in Trent who's going to make a really snazzy title, which is very important. But I know that people are seeking. And God loves the sinner. He sent his son to die for them, and he wants all people to be saved. So if people are seeking, I believe they will find. You're an example of that. So thanks for taking time with us today, and thanks for watching BibleLine. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. If you enjoyed today's episode of BibleLine, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. BibleLine is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.